Firearms are often thought of as a guy thing, but plenty of women also shoot guns. Our next story is about two sisters. One likes guns, the other not so much. Here's the world's Lydia Jean Cott, and a heads up, her story does include the sound of gunfire.
Continue on Massachusetts 120.
I'm in Lydia Emanuelidou's car. She's my friend and coworker here at The World, and we're driving through the rain to a gun range. Lydia's older sister, Jen, has been begging her to go shooting with her for years.
One year she asked me to go with her as her birthday present, and I refused.
But now, in part because we're doing this special show all about guns, Lydia's finally agreed to go. Lydia and her sister Jen are pretty close, but they're also pretty different.
Do you think that there's a chance that you coming to do this, like, will make you guys closer?
It's possible. I would imagine she's very happy about it because she's been trying to get me to go for a long time, and I can't think of anything that I've asked her to do so many times that she hasn't done, so it is kind of selfish on my end.
Lydia just doesn't get why her sister likes guns. Growing up, guns weren't really part of their lives. Her family immigrated from Greece when she was about 12, her sister about 15. Greece has pretty strict gun laws. It's not common to own one unless you're a police officer or in the military. But when they moved to the U.S., Jen got into gun culture. It was about 6 years ago when she got a Groupon for a trip to the shooting range. Lydia finds this development weird and confusing. Part of it might be that she doesn't like loud noises, like those toilets on airplanes.
In airplanes, flushing is, like, a huge problem for me. Like, I have to, like, plug my ears and flush with my, like,
really?
You know.
Like,
yeah, because I just, it really upsets me. Really loud, sudden noises really upset.
Have you always had that?
With some things, yeah. Yeah.
A gun range seems to be the worst possible place for you.
Yep.
Hi, Jen. Nice to meet you.
I'm Lydia. Nice to meet you. Are you
Lydia's
sister?
Yes,
ma'am. Jen's hair is long and highlighted. Lydia's is short and dark. Jen wears makeup. Lydia's look is natural. But they have the same eyebrows, eyes. They're clearly sisters. We go into a classroom at the gun place to get a quick tutorial about how to shoot. Jen seems so happy and proud that her younger sister finally came.
I'm very excited. I come to the range very often, and I'm excited to show her, you know, how much fun it can be.
Our instructor is actually Jen's friend, Stav Avramidis. I asked Stav about how she got into guns.
My oldest sister, who's 10 years older than me, took me. Then it just became like a huge passion for me, and ever since then, I'm here all the time.
Could the same thing happen to Lydia?
Okay, so these are the glasses, and then those are the muffs.
We open a heavy door and enter the gun range. Every time a gunshot goes off, Lydia flinches. But then she gets used to the sound, and our instructor, Stav, hands her a .22 caliber revolver.
So with a revolver, you're going to grip it with your right hand.
Lydia takes aim and then turns around to look at us and accidentally points her revolver at us as well.
I'm sorry. See, this is why.
Despite this mishap, Lydia seems exhilarated. And it turns out she's a natural. Most of the time, she hits the bullseye. We go back into our classroom for a kind of post-game meeting.
I am not crazy about the loud noises.
This is Lydia.
And the danger I might put others in, as we saw, by accident. But it was okay.
For Jen, guns aren't just a hobby. She owns a gun because she feels like having one keeps her safer.
You know, if I could make it so that there are no guns in this world that kill people, or that there is no alcohol in this world that kills people, or no cars in this world that kill people, of course, you know, I would have it that way. But because we live in the world that we live in, I find it necessary to own a firearm because you never know.
On our car ride back, I ask Lydia whether she understands why her sister likes guns a little better now.
I try to think about, like, how I'm like that in other ways. You know, like, when I feel a cold coming on, I'm the psycho that goes and gets tons and tons of vitamin C supplements and zinc. And, like, I have this weird thing where I take a shot of alcohol. That's you know, the equivalent of being overly prepared, I think. Not equating that to gun culture. But
yeah, no, I get like more like equating situations. It to, like, you and your sister, like something you share with your sister.
Yeah.
She says that next year, if her sister asked her to go to the gun range for her birthday, she'll probably say yes. For The World, I'm Lydia Jean Cott.